SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we zero in on the environment as Jamaica observes Climate Change Awareness Week. And later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Let's go Roundabout JA.
The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica is encouraging you to save energy this Christmas. As you cook and bake, put several items in the oven at the same time. Just make sure there's room for heat to circulate. Check on dishes through the oven window. Opening the oven door lowers the temperature, which increases preparation time. If you have a microwave or toaster oven, use it for smaller tasks such as reheating. Conserve while cooking and baking this Christmas. A message from the PCJ, your energy advisor.
The Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation is spearheading a week of activities, including workshops, a symposium, an expo, and a walk, as Jamaica observes Climate Change Awareness Week. Activities started with a media workshop on November 29 at the University of the West Indies, followed by a 2-day symposium from November 30 to December 1. These were geared at policymakers, members of the media, and other influencers in the climate change mitigation efforts. A highlight of the week still to come will be the 2-day Climate Smart Expo at the Emancipation Park from December 2 to December 3, organized by the Adaptation Program and Financing Mechanism of the Pilot Program for Climate Resilience.
We have a generation that can actually do something to make a difference in climate change by adjusting our behaviors. And that generation is also the generation which will be most affected by climate change as we start to feel more and more of the impact. So we especially want the young people to come on board and to pass through the park on those 2 days.
Chief Technical Director in the Ministry, Lieutenant Colonel Oral Khan. Colonel Khan says all members of the public are invited to the park to hear more about what they can do in the fight against climate change. The Climate Walk in its second year will also take place at Emancipation Park on December 3 at 4 p.m., organized by the Environmental Solutions Limited, ESL. The walk will end and a concert will begin at 7 p.m.
We had a successful walk last year. I think there are about 1,600 participants. We want a whole lot more persons to come out. That's on Saturday, December 3rd. And the general public, everybody who can pass through the Emancipation Park, open invitation. Come and see what's going on. Learn some more about climate change. Learn about what you can do. Learn about what others are doing. The climate has changed and it is continuing to change. And because of that, we must change some of our behaviors. We must adapt and do what we can to reduce our own carbon footprint.
The walk will cover parts of New Kingston and Halfway Tree. Come early for the pre-walk exercises. To achieve the goals of Vision 2030, we have to build better communities. And one way to do so is to learn more about the country's plans for development. So visit vision2030.gov.jm and be informed. Time now for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
I was born in the country. I want to talk a little bit about our enjoyment of Christmas. We used to make plans to birth our scripts at Christmas Eve. Some of the houses are a couple of chains away, some further than that, but we have a special arrangement that when we burst our crypt, hi, we say, Christmas, and the next person on the other side bursts, hi, Christmas, bye, and it sounds just like the normal thing. We used to do that a lot.
Do you have your own glimpses to share? Then email your fondest memories about growing up in Jamaica to glimpses@jis.gov.jm. On our community notice board, the Bureau of Gender Affairs and its partners will host a human trafficking and gender-based violence sensitization session in Kellett's in Clarendon. This will be on Thursday, December 8 from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Admission is free. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us next time as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.